you pop craze youngsters, and welcome to Here Comes Quizzem, the chart music pub quiz. I'm your host, Al Needham, no one else with me, doing this alone, and yeah, what's it in aid of? Well, when I'm not presenting Chart Music, which is the greatest podcast in the world about old episodes of Top of the Pops, I spend four nights a week in Nottingham doing pub quizzes. And just like you, I've been sat at home scratching me whatevers and wondering what to do with myself. And I thought, you know what, why not mash the two concerns of my life together? So here it is. This is a pilot. It's something mainly for the Pop Craze Patreons who are keeping us afloat at the moment. But it will be available later on to the general public. Pub quiz, 42 questions, 7 rounds, pretty random, but it's a music quiz. There's no prizes, so I don't give a toss if you cheat or not. This is just for bragging rights. It's pre-recorded, so you can pause it whenever you want, and it is probably going to be rough as arseholes. So, first thing you need to do is to hop back on that page where you got this from, and there will be an answer sheet and a picture round to download. And round number one is going to be your picture round. All you got to do is tell me what year those episodes of Top of the Pops were broadcast. Broadcast, I don't know, and I don't care either. You get a full point for the right year. If you get a year either side, you get half a point. So go off and do some downloading. If you can print them out, brilliant. If not, get a bit of paper and a pen and, you know, busk it, really. Just to let you know, we're all good here in Chart Music World. I'm pissing this out of my arse because all I do is sit and work at them anyway. Taylor's all good, Neil's all good, Sarah's all good, David's all good, Simon's all good. You will be hearing from them soon. We're going to try and do a bit more bonusy stuff for the Pop Craze Patreons. So yeah, sit tight and listen keenly.
Should have been there, he said he was on the way. I thought if he don't hurry up, he'll miss me on a day. Finally he turned up and I told him what I thought. Then to my surprise he said, Sonic, you can walk. I had to show a bit of leg, cause time was running out. And a geezer stopped and said, oh big, I can take you out to Luton Airport.
Oh, one more thing, we're going to try and do this in sort of real time, so there'll be gaps between the rounds, so you can go out and go to the fridge or whatever you need to do. So yeah, let's just shut our eyes and imagine we're in the pub, we are mates, with beer, and there's that team you don't like on the other table, you know, the ones that go out for fag breaks and check their phones a bit too much. Everything's fine, it's okay. See you in a bit.
Right, and we're 2 minutes away from round number two of Here Comes Quizzem.
We had our little romance, we had our little fling. 2 weeks in Majorca and he wants to buy a ring. Then I thought he left me at the airport on my own. But it turns out he's the captain on the plane that's going out to Luton Airport. Chatted up, my heart it turns to jelly. They even think that I'm the girl, the one
don't I?
Now, mate, look at that hole.
Right, and get your pens ready and your sheets out. We're going to move into round number two of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number two is called On This Week in History. Five questions about stuff that went off in music history this week, or sort of this week. This week for the Pop Craze Patreons, last week for the people who aren't. So, question number six. Which Jam single was single of the fortnight in Smash Hits on This Week in 1980? Which Jam single was single of the fortnight in Smash Hits on This Week in 1980? Question number seven. Which American solo artist dedicated his Oscar to Nelson Mandela and was subsequently banned from South African radio on This Week in 1985? Question number seven. Which American solo artist dedicated his Oscar to Nelson Mandela and was subsequently banned from South African radio on This Week in 1985? Question number eight. Which Kraftwerk LP was released on This Week in 1977? Which Kraftwerk LP was released on This Week in 1977? Question number nine. Within 1 year either side, in which year did Beatles records officially go on sale in the USSR on This Week in History? Question number nine. Within 1 year either side, in which year did Beatles records officially go on sale in the USSR on This Week in History? Question number 10. Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest on This Week in 1979? Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest on This Week in 1979? And your next question is your bonus one. Your bonus one question on the bottom left-hand corner of your sheet. Which group, who had four top 40 hits in the 80s, represented Great Britain in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest? Which group, who had four top 40 hits in the 1980s, represented Great Britain in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest?
You were a blast of tonight. He puts his life on the line every time he's in flight. A man you can trace.
And that, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of round number two. Right, and let's not fanny about. Let's get stuck into round number three of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number three is your top 10 round. Now, here are the rules for the top 10 round. Every time I do a quiz normally, I bring a top 10 list with me. Could be anything. I'm going to give you the subject. You have to write down five things that you think are going to be in that top 10. For every one of your five answers that is in the top 10, you get a point. But if you get the top five in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. So just want five answers in your round number three box, please. Okay, this week's subject is the top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers poll of 1982, which was published on December the 23rd of that year. The top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers poll of 1982, which was published on December 23rd of that year. Five answers in your round number three box, please. For every one of your five answers that's in the top 10, you get a point. But if you get the top five in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. So this week's top 10 then is the top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers poll of 1982, which was published on December the 23rd of that year. I'll give you a couple more minutes. Have a good think. And that is the end of round number three. Doesn't have to be a course. You can argue the toss about that one all night if you wish. How'd you get on with that? Fucking hell, that's a tricky one, that is. Right, and let's get stuck into round number four of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number four is called Television Theme Tunes Played Backwards. Oh, yes. I've got five television theme tunes here. I'm going to play them back to back to back to back to back backwards. Your job is to tell me what they are if I were to play them forwards, which I will do at the end of the quiz. Sort of vaguely pop music related. They're definitely chart music related, let's put it that way. So, get your tabs up and here comes question number 16. What is this? Question number 17. Question number 18. Question number 19. Question number 20. Whoa. How'd you get on with them? Do you want to hear them again? Do you want clues? All right, and here we go. Question number 16, ITV, 70s and 80s. Question number 17, BBC, early 80s. Question number 18, BBC 2, late 70s through to the mid 80s. Question number 19, ITV, the Aventis. And question number 20, BBC One, late 70s. Right, and that's the end of round number four. It's also the end of the first half of the quiz. We're going to have a short break, about 10 minutes or so. So, you know, make yourself a cup of tea, get yourself a can, go outside, sort your kids out, stop mithering, and I'll see you in a bit. Until then, sit back and listen to the sound of Young Belgium. Right, while we're having this interlude, just want to put out a bit of a request. Spoke to my metal brother, Chris Needham, the other day. He's all good. The problem is that his recording studio is broken and he can't get it fixed. So if just on the off chance that anybody has got a Boss Digital Recording Studio BR1600 they don't want or want to sell cheap, get in touch with me at chartmusicpodcast@gmail.com. Let's help the brother out. We'll be right back. All right, then, Pop Craze youngsters, pick your pens up. It's time to get stuck into round number five of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number five is called My Nonna on a Bon Tempe Organ. It's about time the Pop Craze youngsters were introduced to My Nonna. She's a bit of a legend on the Nottingham pub quiz scene. Once again, she's sat down at her organ in the Meadows and she's mashed out five tunes just for you. You get half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. So, question number 21. What's this? Who did it originally? Come on, Nonna, show them what you got. Question number 22, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Artist, half a point for the name of the tune. We'll be right back. And question number 25, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Wheel back and come forward. Question number 21. To play an instrument that fast. Question number 22. Question number 23. Special request for the man like Simon Price. Question number 24. Question number 25. And that is the end of round number 5, Pop Craze Youngsters. Thank you, Nana. Right, and let's get straight into round number 6. Round number 6 is called the Lucky Bag of Randomness. It's your potluck round. Question number 26. Who is the tallest one in OMD? Andy McCluskey or Paul Humphries? Who is the tallest one in OMD? Andy McCluskey or Paul Humphries? Question number 27. Which Radio 1 DJ introduced a bunch of Wallys on Top of the Pops in a 1985 episode of Only Fools and Horses? Which Radio 1 DJ introduced a bunch of Wallys on Top of the Pops in a 1985 episode of Only Fools and Horses? Question number 28. What colour is Michael Jackson's shirt on the cover of the Thriller LP? What colour is Michael Jackson's shirt on the cover of the Thriller LP? Question number 29. Who sang the opening line on the 1989 version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Who sang the opening line on the 1989 version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Question number 30. Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? And your next question is your bonus two. Your bonus two question on the bottom right-hand corner of your sheet. Which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? Which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? So question number 30. Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? And your bonus two on the bottom right-hand corner of your sheet, which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? And that is the end of round number six. Whoa, time flies when you're having quiz, don't it, Pop Craze youngsters? We're now at round number seven of Here Comes Quiz'em. And for the final round, we're going back to the archives for one of the all-time classics. Oh yes, one of the classics from the Radio 1 Roadshow. I can't do how many miles Smiley Miley's travelled this day because he's stuck in his arse as well if he's still alive. But we are going to play bits and pieces. 10 tunes, one after the other, dead fast. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the tune. I'm going to play this three times, so get ready. Here we go. I reckon that was a piece of piss, that. But we're going to play him again. I'm a piece of piss.
I played you all my favorite records.
And let's hear it one more time. That, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of round number 7 and the end of Here Comes Quizm. Come and join me in about 5 minutes' time and I'll give you all the answers you need. Right then, Pop Craze Youngsters, you've still got time to nip to the fridge and go about your business because we'll be giving you the answers in a couple of minutes or so. But before then, just want to let you know what's going on in chart music world. After this, I'm going to start lashing together the notes for Chart Music 50. Then we're going to do the David Q&A. Then we'll get on to Chart Music number 51. And then we're going to sit down and see what other stuff we can do. So yeah, see you in a bit for the answers to Here Comes Quizm.
That's right.
All right then, Pod Craze youngsters, it's time for some answers. Round number one, your picture round. What year were those Top of the Popsers broadcast? Don't forget, you get a full point for the year. Bang on the button. If you get it a year either side, you get half a point. So, question number one. DLT and Cliff share a joke. Came from September the 4th, 1980. Question number two. Peter Powell, April the 12th, 1979. Question number three. Simon Bates has an orgasm live on television, November the 8th, 1984. Question number four. Tony Blackburn, April the 29th, 1971. And question number five, Gary Davis trying to go about his business while some lad does an Ian Brown face. That came from April the 4th, 1991. Round number two, on This Week in History. Question number six, which Jam single was single of the fortnight in smash hits on This Week in 1980? Going Underground. Question number seven. Which American solo artist dedicated his Oscar to Nelson Mandela and was subsequently banned from South African radio on This Week in 1985? Stevie Wonder. Question number eight. Which Kraftwerk LP was released on This Week in 1977? Trans Europe Express. That's right. Question number nine. Within 1 year either side, in which year did Beatles records officially go on sale in the USSR on This Week in History? It was on This Week in 1986. So anything between 85 and 87 got you the point there. Question number 10. Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest on This Week in 1979? The winning song was Hallelujah by Milk and Honey, representing Israel. And your bonus one. Which group, who had four top 40 hits in the 80s, represented Great Britain in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest? Black Lace. Round number three, your top 10 round. The top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers Poll of 1982, which was published on December the 23rd of that year. In reverse order. Number 10, Dexys Midnight Runners. Number 9, Soft Cell. Number 8, Ultravox. Number 7, Spandau Ballet. Right. Number 6, ABC. Anybody sweating on the top 5? Number 5, Madness. Number 4, Haircut 100. Number 3, The Jam. Number 2, Japan. And number one, Duran Duran. Ooh, of course it was. Fucking Stuff Girls Like. Ooh. Round number four. Television theme tunes play backwards. Let's have a tabble. Question number 16. Weekend World. The headset. Question number 17. Oh, we all got this one, didn't we? Fame. Question number 18. This one's for Neil Kulkarni. Monkey
is monkey that ever walked. He knew every magic trick under the sun.
Question number 19. The Professionals. And question number 20, well, what have you got this one? Cheggers plays pop. Oh, well done if you got 5 out of 5 there. Bit too easy, I thought, but you know, gotta put the tip in gently, Anta. Round number 5, my Nonno on a Bon Tempi organ. Let's hear it again, Nonno. Question number 21. Mickey by Tony Basil. Question number 22. Zoom by Fat Larry's Band. Question number 23. She's just a gummy woman, Devil Woman, Cliff Richard. Question number 24, White Riot by The Clash. And question number 25. Informer by Snow. Oh, a licky bum bum down. Thank you, Nonno. Round number 6. Lucky bag of randomness. Question number 26. Who is the tallest one in OMD? Andy McCluskey. Question number 27. Which Radio 1 DJ introduced a bunch of Wallys on Top of the Pops in a 1985 episode of Only Fools and Horses? Mike Reed. Question number 28. What colour is Michael Jackson's shirt on the cover of the Thriller LP? It is black. Yes, black is a colour. Thank you. Shut up. Question number 29. Who sang the opening line on the 1989 version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Kylie Minogue. Question number 30. Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? Tony Adler. How to Spandau Ballet. And your bonus 2. Which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? Roger Daltrey. Whoa. Watch your back, Jesus. And your final round, round number 7. Bits and pieces. Take it away, Dave Clark.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Question number 31. I Wanna Be Free by Toya. Question number 32. Finish What You Started by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Question number 33, Urshan Boys, Sham 69. Question number 34, Love on Your Side, the Thompson Twins. Question number 35, CC's Your Swee and Rockstar by Bill Wyman. Question number 36, I Would Die for You by Prince. Question number 37, Some Girls by Racer. Question number 38, 3 Minute Hero by The Selector. Question number 39, Devotion by Nomad. And question number 40, Naughty 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 by Joy Sarnay. And that, me ducks, is the end of Here Comes Quizzem. How did you do? Maximum of 42 points. So if you got over 30, you've done all right. You can give yourself a pat on the back. Let us know if this is worth doing again. If it's not, we won't bother. If it is, then we can make it a regular thing while all this bollocks is going on. Just want to say to the Pop Craze Patreons, thank you very much for your continued patronage. We are talking to each other about what bonusy stuff we can be doing to occupy our time and your time while all this is going on. And yeah, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Let us know in the comments section if this is worth doing again, okay? All right, then. Until next time, on behalf of everyone else at Charm Music, my name's Al Needham. Stay clean, stay safe, but above all, stay pop crazed.